Tom Sarsadi Goswami Thakur. We cannot glorify Srila Sarsadi Thakur. Kripaya Hari Krishna Mukti Bharat. Guru Maharaj's the poetry, Sanskrit poetry, Prabhupada Astak, Prabhupada Padma Stavakam. That poetry is very beautiful. There is many beautiful stanza. One is we cannot forget. Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj was very old devotee, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, and Guru Maharaj is very dear friend. And when he is coming to Guru Maharaj, first telling Hare Krishna and making Dandava and telling Kripaya Hari Krishna Murti Haram. And Babaji Maharaj is telling to Guru Maharaj, and Guru Maharaj composed for his Guru Maharaj. Kripaya Hari Krishna Murti Haram.
And he was telling
me, mercifully you have two taken form as Hari Kirtan. Mm-hmm. Your whole body is form of Hari Kirtan, Hari Sankirtan form. Mm-hmm. Always 24 hours you are trying to satisfy Nityananda Prabhu. Kripaya Hari Kirtan Mukti Param. Parahamsa Varam Paramartha Pati. Patitodharane krita besha jatin jati raja ganayin parishan papadam paramami salato hitala padam. This is very nice.
In Prapanat Jivanamrita, Guru Maharaj has one Sanskrit verse of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur where he describes him like the deity of Kirtan.
Yes, yes. Gaurabhan Vigraha Vande, that's what. Yes, yes. Gauravad Vigraham Vande, Gaurangam Gauravaibhavam, Gaurasankirtanam Mattam Gaurakarunya Sundaram. Very nice sloka. What is ecstasy inside of that sloka? That is Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj very much attracted. He knows all the slokas of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Jiva Goswami, many things he knows. He was a vast learner in the scriptures. But he cannot forget Guru Maharaj. And every Akadashi day he is coming to our mark and the whole night he is chanting, singing and slokas of Guru Maharaj. He is all the memorized by Babaji Maharaj.
No book.
No
book?
No book. We don't.
All night.
All night he is chanting the slokas of Guru Maharaj. There is very good. Starting his glories of Sarasvati Thakur, Guru Maharaj said, Kripaya Gauravad Vigraham Vande Gaurangam Gauravaibhavam. You are the form of Mahaprabhu's preaching. Forms of preaching, but
message.
No,
back.
Vigraham.
Bani.
Bani.
Message. Vibration.
Transcendental vibration.
In person.
Took the form of a person.
Yes.
Gaurabhag Vigraham Bande. Gaurangam. Looking like Mahaprabhu. Sarasvati Thakur was also very tall and white color. And Mahaprabhu also was white color.
Fair.
White, not?
Fair.
Golden.
Golden. Golden color.
Yes.
Both were golden. Guru Maharaj also golden. Gauravad Vigraham Vande Gaurangam Gauravaibhavam. Only Mahaprabhu, he is well, and he is the wealth of Mahaprabhu. Both ways. Gauravaibhavam means Gauranga is the wealth and
Gauranga is his wealth
and
he is Gauranga's wealth.
And he is wealth of Gaura Mahaprabhu. And Gaura Sankirtanam Matram, he expects Chitta only man to do the Sankirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sankirtanam Matram,
mad with ecstasy.
Gaurangam.
Chanting.
Gaura Sankirtanumattam and Gaura Karunya Sundaram. And all the mercy, beautiful mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took form as Saraswati Thakur. This is the parameter. Gaurabhagavigrahangabandhe Gaurangam Gauravaibhavam Gaura Sankirtananamastam Gaura Karunya Sundara.
He's the personification of the message of Mahaprabhu.
Personification of the message of Srimad Mahaprabhu. That was the form of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Kripaya Hari Kirtana Murti Hara. This is impossible to see. Krishna is coming out. The Sonadiya Bandhi Diti Chakare.
By gold?
Sonadiya Bandhi Diti Chakare. That is the expression in Bengal.
Tell for something. That means? I know currently, yes.
Heart.
What is the Sanskrit?
Yeah, Bangla.
In Bangla, his hand, it is desired to make his hand
with
gold ornament.
Offering a golden bracelet. Golden bracelet?
Forget it. Our mood going in behind the language. Actually,
they don't come back.
Actually, mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from his birth time, distributing that mercy. When he took birth, that time whole Nadiya, Navadvip, there was lakhs, millions of people living that time in Navadvip, very rich town that time. Navadvip was the capital of Bengal that time, and very rich. And thousands of people living there, and everybody is chanting the name of Krishna. His birth time, that is that time, was
eclipse.
That day was full moon taking the Rahu. And Kaviraj Goswami's description is very nice. Nadiya Udaya Giri Purna Chandra Gaura Hari Kripakari Haila Udaya Paptama Haila Nas Tri Jagate Ullas Jagavari Hari Dhanya. Whole world chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra that day. This is the birthday of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And up to 48 years, he lived in this mundane and from his first time full of joy and ecstasy with the Hare Sankirtan. And that Sankirtan movement hidden in the middle age, and there all the Vaishnava was very unhappy. First time the Vaishnava, Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur, they were very unhappy, but after Mahaprabhu's birth, they have got full happiness. And later, in the middle time, 500 years, in the middle, maybe 200 years and to 300 years, was very sad time for the mundane world. Actually, when Mahaprabhu is rescuing everything, everybody, even the trees and beasts, from the jungle also, Jharikhanda, when he is walking in the Jharikhanda jungle, there are tigers, there are elephants, jackals, snakes. You have seen that photo maybe. Yeah. Everybody coming to Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu is speaking Harinam to them, and also the trees are chanting there. Unbelievable that Balabhadra Bhattacharya was stunned to hear that. And yeah, which way it is possible? The tiger chanting Harinam, the elephant chanting Harinam. But they are chanting, no doubt. Otherwise, why they are not fighting with deer and others? And going with Mahaprabhu, that Jharikhanda path, that way of Jharikhanda. And Mahaprabhu passing that jungle, happily. And sometimes Balabhadra Bhattacharya was very fearful. But when looking, the elephants are coming and throwing water to Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu throwing water to elephants. And they are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And he was very surprised to see that. And he told that story to Sanatana Goswami. And Sanatana Goswami was very intelligent, was Prime Minister of the King of Bengal. And also he was very much careful. And he is thinking, is it possible or not, I shall see. And Mahaprabhu said, the mind body is his own body. Through my body he will do much work in this mandir. He will preach through my body, through myself. Then this body not will be destroyed in Jharikhanda. And he think, I shall go through that way. And I shall see it is true or not. And he wants to go through that way. If it is the influence of Mahaprabhu living, must live there. And he heard from, what is that man? Balabhadra Bhattacharya. And then he very excited. And he wants to go that way. And he believes he is not going to die. And he has seen that scenery. Yes. Looking, Sanatana Goswami saw all the tigers and the deer, snakes, elephants, everything, jungle liver.
Jungle dwellers.
Huh?
Dwellers.
They are coming and they are chanting also Hare Krishna. That is very nice way Mahaprabhu rescued through humility, tolerance and giving honor to others. This is his teaching. And through that he melted the heart of all the jiva souls. And this way Mahaprabhu's preaching all over India that time, and from there also rescue everybody from this mundane world. And Sri Haridas Thakur asking to Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu questioning to Haridas, Haridas, which way this tree will get liberation from this environment? Haridas told, you are going to Jharkhanda path, you went there, and one tree to other tree, this way, all the sthava jangam,
moving and non-moving,
and they have got liberation.
Yeah.
And this way Mahaprabhu asking one after one. Then Mahaprabhu said, if everybody is gone from this mundane world, which other jiva soul come here? And Mahaprabhu said, it is also apnar srishti chakra.
Cycle of creation.
Cycle of creation. When you will go with you, everybody will go. But cycle of creation, it will be fulfilled
again
by others again.
Mm-hmm.
And this is cycle of creation you have. Then I can see everything. And Mahaprabhu was very happy to hear that, and he endorsed to hold on. Then cycle of creation, time to time coming, rescuing the jiva souls, they are going, and again going fill up.
Yes.
This environment. And this way, who is very fortunate soul, they are getting that chance. That storm coming, the loving storm. Loving, ecstatic storm.
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 Yes.
S-T-O-R-M.
Yes, correct.
Perfect. Storm. Coming and taking all.
Yes.
And again, that. Like other air coming from other side.
Yes.
And fulfilling that. There. After Mahaprabhu, this type of big Sankirtan, not revealed in this world, but by the mercy of Srila Saraswati Thakur and his dear disciple, Srila Bhaktira Khaksira Vedra Swami Maharaj and Srila Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj and also others. They are also trying as possible by them that way, but all over the world now chanting in the name, through their mercy, especially Srila Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. He makes the channel, whole civilization he
blasted the tunnel.
Of the mundane civilization, and he gets chance to us to come to the West. And when he came, he not have got many friends first, but when we come here, we have got hundreds of the devotees every day, they are coming and giving their holy association to me. And I am also this way very fortunate, I am thinking. You all the Vaishnavas, and in the heart, living Krishna of you all, and Gurudev, Om Vishnu Vasila Saraswati Thakur, Om Vishnu Vasila Bhaktira Prasiva Devra Swami, and Sila Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and where I am going, and I am getting there, the Guru's association, even through this child. I am getting much inspiration. This baby come to join with Krishna consciousness. It is not a matter of joke, yes. All the auspicious souls, they are cleaning the bad environment. Inauspicious environment, they are cleaning. Here is transmission heart to heart. I do not know English, you do not know Bengali. And it is not obstacles for us. Anyway, we are enlightened by Krishna consciousness. And that is our life goal. We, within one ship, big ship, no problem we have. We can play the ground, in the ship ground. And there is everything in there, our ship. Then we can happily, can proceed to our destination, life's goal, the transcendental service world and service to the Radha Krishna under guidance of our Guru, Gauranga, Gandhava, Govinda, Sundar. They are our guardian and Vaishnav, they are very merciful. They are also our friend. You, each other, everybody, friends of each other and friends of myself. My Dandavat Pranam to you all today. This is my last night here for this year, I am thinking. And by your mercy, maybe I can come next year earlier as much as possible. I shall try to come. And that is, I may be empty, then I shall fill myself. With your association.
Yeah.
If I leave that time, it is the will of Krishna. Krishna knows what is his plan. But our desire we can express. We have no ghar-bari, that means we have no house and we have no residential anything. Krishna living in the heart of the devotees, there is temple and we want to stay in the shade of temple. That is our desire. And now Maharaj comes from America. We shall go with Maharaj and proceed there. Jagannath Puri. This year Jagannath may not give darshan in the Puri maybe. Desire of Jagannath, service of Jagannath, everything. No other intention, no other desire. Only trying to serve anyway. What I have? I have $5. I shall make my business with $5. Who have thousands, he can make business thousands. I have no problem, but I must be sincere and sincere among
honest.
Honest with everybody. And then I shall get good results, no doubt. I have no doubt about this. One doctor said to Guru Maharaj, German doctor, he gave one medicine for his headache. And that medicine is very bad medicine. Guru Maharaj will get some
addiction
through that medicine. Without medicine, again that headache will come. Then doctor said to Guru Maharaj, when you will die, you will get Krishna. You have no problem. You take this medicine and stay happy. By the mercy of Lord Shiva, that medicine bad effect come to Guru Maharaj. And by the mercy of Lord Shiva, that's also gone out. And luckily Guru Maharaj was very happy without that medicine and without the headache. That is another history. Anyway,
you're going another place. Always the devotees are coming and they are saying they want to maintain the consciousness of yourself in your separation. And they hear that they are asking how to maintain that consciousness and that service consciousness, how they can. Some are in families, some here, there.
To Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. Rupa and Sanatana wants to stay with Mahaprabhu. That was their desire. That is, they left their house and family and relatives and they joined into the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and they want to stay with Mahaprabhu. And they come to see Mahaprabhu in Rupa Goswami in Prayag and Sanatana Goswami in Banaras. And they want to go with Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu said, no, I am giving you this service. Go to Vrindavan and there you will try to fulfill my desire and you will get my association with you always. Sadasangi achatumi. This word Mahaprabhu said. That through the teachings and desire of Mahaprabhu, they will get association of Sriman Mahaprabhu. And formal association also, time to time they will get when they will come to Puri or Mahaprabhu will go to Vrindavan. And this way, everybody, the remembrance of the teachings and service to Guru Gauranga, through that you will get my association and we shall get yours association. Everywhere you are taking photo. Why you are taking photo? For memory. But looking at, and if you see there, you can see that everything living within that photo. And we are getting that inspiration. We cannot forget that. And day by day it will inspire to you when you will engage yourself busily with the service to Guru Gauranga. Then you will feel it. And more feelings will come when a day will come close to meeting with you all. Now, in America, I am hearing through phone, they are very anxiously waiting. That is, their days come. Anxiously they are waiting. Every day, twice, thrice, they are doing telephone.
They want to make sure you're coming, Maharaj.
Yes, not only that, when we are going by car, there is also phone. we are passing this place. We are going this place. And this way, much enthusiasm in the heart of the devotees. I have seen, many times I have seen, and it is my wealth of memory, no?
Yes.
Remembrance. Nothing we are losing actually. Everything existing. That is the main scientific thought. Everything is existing, we cannot see maybe. But all this advice, all this mood of friendship, everything is existing. And it is living within us. We cannot feel outwardly, but inwardly we can feel it, always. And that is our wealth. And this way you spend through your service the time, service time you can spend. We need to make a big community here. And it is going day by day. And when we will get more chance and more time, it will grow more. And I have no doubt that through your service, it will grow more very nicely. But we must try to follow the directives and intention of our Guru Govinda. What they want, what Vaishnav want, we shall try to follow that way. What our Guru need, we shall try to satisfy him that way. And it is very clear, Mahaprabhu is giving instruction, and like delight we can feel it. The humility, tolerance and giving honor to others, that is name, fame, etc., very bad obstacle. And we will try to avoid that. What shall I do with the name? What shall I do with the fame? Not will go with me there. But my service to Guru Gauranga, it will protect me. It will give me life. And I shall feel happiness, joyfulness, ecstasy, charm, beautiful service, everything. Will live with me if my mood to serve to Guru Gauranga, to satisfy the Guru Gauranga. That we shall try to proceed in our life. We are everybody but in a bunch of stick like that. And our power is very strong. If we are sincere and other English?
Honest.
We are honest and we are humble, then nothing can break us. Break us. That is why they will come to break us. We are not doing anything wrong for others. We are humble and we are tolerant. Anything bad try to come us, we must tolerate that. Many things, circumstances come to us and we will try to tolerate. And Mahaprabhu said, give honor to every soul, jiva soul. There is living Krishna. And what deficiency there? We also give that honor to everybody. And through that we can conquer the heart of everybody. And Krishna himself told Tulasi Dalamatrena Jalasya Chulukenava. Little bit water and one tulasi pata, a leaf of tulasi. can buy me. Through, you can buy me through that. If you offer me every day that one tulasi leaf and little water with your devotional mood, you can buy me. Then it is very easiest process to buy Krishna and Krishna consciousness. Krishna non-different with Krishna consciousness. Then we have no problem actually. Problem coming through our ego, problem coming through our illusionary mentality, illusory mentality. Problem coming through that. But when we are living under the light, shade going out, and three-dimensional power protecting us, Guru Gauranga, Gandharva, Govinda, Sundar, Vaishnava, they will protect us. The three-dimensional projection. And there is no shadow will come. And this way we shall try to live with our service. This is my prayer to you all. Cooperatively, chant congregationally the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and serve to the Guru Vaishnava and fulfill the desire of Guru Maharaj. This is my prayer to you all. And if I have some blessings, I am giving my blessings to you all.
Guru Maharaj, we're all going to miss you. Earlier on this evening in Sagar Maharaj's introduction, he mentioned that faith is the fibre of our devotional life. And I remember when I first started reading Srila Sridhar Maharaj's books, I read sermons. And one of the statements that really stuck with me was, faith is the most spacious substance within us. And that actually made me really think, and I thought, and the harder I thought on that, the more amazing that actually became. Would you be kind enough to speak a little more on faith?
Faith?
Shraddha. Shraddha.
Faith is the
Most spacious, most accommodating, spacious, most.
What encompasses
everything.
Actually, without faith, we cannot reach. Without faith, we cannot enter into this service plane. And faith coming through Sukriti, and that is eternal Sukriti, two kinds of Sukriti. One kind of Sukriti giving us the mundane facility and wealth. And Nitya Sukriti, eternal Sukriti, giving us that strength of faith for entrance to the service world, to eternal service world of Krishna. And that is the basis of life. Kono bhagye, kono jive shraddha jodi hoy. It is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Tobe sei jeev sadhu sanga korai. It is depending upon his good fortune. And fortune coming any way to them. And here an example I can say, in this Western world, they do not know before what is Krishna consciousness. But when eagerness comes from Saraswati Thakur and faith of the jiva souls of the Western world, it's grown there. If any powerful acharya will think I shall try to give Krishna consciousness to the Western world. And through his mental vibration, here also light will come. And that time that light comes, this is, we believe this way. Otherwise, connection we are not looking anyway. And when he is thinking, I need good for that person, I need good for that area, automatically his goodwill coming and that light coming to everybody. And through that connection, a good thinking of the sadhus, through that connection, some transcendental vibration of faith, it is coming to the Western world. And by their wills, Srila Swami Maharaj, he come in America. And Swami Maharaj's goodwill, working there, always, but not getting chance, not getting clue to enter 1 year. Then finally, when he is exhausted and Krishna's testing fulfilled to him, and suddenly he has got that clue, and some hippies come to him. And that transcendental vibration first entered into the heart of the hippies. I heard this story from him. That is, I am sure of telling. But somebody have got that vibration, but they do not know what is Krishna Sankirtan. They chant and dance with their instrument. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and taking their gaja or anything. But they are doing it. But that vibration gives him much inspiration. That is the auspicious inspiration in the heart of the other devotees. And this way they are getting some the fortune. And that fortune is
eternal fortune.
Eternal fortune. And that eternal fortune, few of them they have got. And others also, through that vibration, they have got that eternal fortune. And it is immediate built their heart,
yes,
as a base of Krishna consciousness.
Open their hearts.
Immediate, it's revealed in their heart as a base of Krishna consciousness. This is called Shraddha. And that which way will come, nobody can say that perfect description. That is, it's make and come anyway. And I gave some example when I heard that in our temple in Navadvip there are thousands of parrots. They are taking shelter in the night. And morning they are going for their food. But when they are coming, and I am thinking I shall try to make their sukritam, then they are trying to sit in that temple, and I am doing some sound or giving something, throwing something, and they are rounding the temple. This way. They are not going to go anywhere, but rounding the temple, again they will be sitting. And I am doing that, and Guru Maharaj is telling, what you are doing? Yes. I am telling, I am making their sukriti.
Circumambulation
of the temple, it is giving eternal sukriti. And I am telling the Guru Maharaj, oh, I am making their eternal sukriti. This way, and sometimes this example given in maybe Satsang Darbar about the Sukriti. And some mouse he is searching in the temple room some food. At that time he brought his candle. Oil candle.
Yeah,
oil candle going down and it a nibej away.
Going out.
It will go out for maybe after a few second or minute.
Mm.
But seeing that candle, the mouse can think there is also food. He is putting his mouth and candle go up and the light come more, and through that they are getting some chukri. Unwanted and unknowing way can come the eternal chukri. These two examples given in the scriptures, but it is many way can come to us. Any way. Somebody come to your house, he is maybe a good Vaishnava. Or you are giving some festival, when distributing the food to the poor. At that time somebody is a Vaishnava, he come to your house, and if with the poor man, if he will take something from you, through the poor man you will get some material sukriti. But if he is one is Vaishnava, through him you are getting that eternal sukriti. This way many ways possible to come. Some great Vaishnava, rains falling,
yes,
and they take shelter in your door. That is too much rain and he had no umbrella. He cannot go. He took shelter in your door. You are looking from your room. You have one very old man or something suffering outside of my door. He will say, you come and sit here until stopping the rainfall.
Yes.
Give to him that chance. That is also eternal sukriti. Many way eternal sukriti come to you, and that eternal sukriti will make the basis of Krishna consciousness. That is called Shraddha. And through that Shraddha, your eagerness will come to do sadhu sangha. And you will get that chance to do sadhu sangha, my association of sadhu. And this way will grow your fortune in the line of Krishna consciousness. This advice in the scripture. Kono bhakti kono jibe shraddha jodi hoy tobe sei jiv sadhu sangha kora. And sadhu sangha, when he is getting sadhu, always chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra or chanting the Krishna name. Name of the Krishna, name of the Lord, that's also one kind of eternal sukriti. If you hear the name of the Lord, may not be Krishna name. It may be Ram, maybe Bamandev, maybe Nishimadev, or other incarnation of Krishna. That's also eternal sukriti give you. And they are also power. Even that, some of the saints' name, if you will chant, that also can give you eternal sukriti. And many ways we can get it. But it is first, fortunately coming to us anyway. And cannot say, which way I shall get it and I have got it. But it's come anyway. But I am looking in the Western world, come through Srila Swami Maharaj, and behind Srila Saraswati Thakur's goodwill and force working. And supremely it is wills of Srimad Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. We can say this way we are enlightened with the Krishna consciousness. Jai Vishwarajya Bhakti Yoga Sri Radhe Goswami Maharaj Ki
Jai!
One thing I wanted to say.
Yes.
We are in the, we are very thinking that through the mercy of the Australian devotees, they have drawn you into the world of coming, and especially we are sitting here in the house of Mohanananda Das Prabhu.
Uh-huh.
He always stayed in the background.
And who is very poor. Okay. It is very good.
Well, I wanted to say that when we went on the world tour, then I was arguing with him that, oh, you are keeping Maharaj all the time in Australia and everyone else. But now I thought if we could get, if I could come here to Australia, when you are here and also Mohanananda Prabhu is here, then we could take your mercy.
So, actually, Mohan is very jolly. And I am not thinking he is a man. Still he is a boy. And always very happy. When he is very old, that time also he is laughing and joking with others. Very good quality. And his intention always to do some seva. And we need that type of intention. And he has some good quality. He can make friends very quick, friendship, and can engage to others, and he also himself engaging always. I heard from Mohan, maybe in the